外面天气很冷，经济更冷。
It's rather cold outside,
但是感谢主，给我们这么一个热的地方。
and economic conditions is quite devastating. But we thank Lord to give us a place that we can worship Him together.
好吧，我们照往例，我们看看你的前后左右，大家握握手，因为这个地
According
方。
to our ritual, let's extend our warm hands to everyone among you.
因为这个地方是有圣灵的地方，是有
This is
神祝福的地方。
place of spirit, and this is where the God dwell.
过去四个礼拜天，我们感谢主，他为我们预备了三位不同的讲员啊，都是外面来的不同的讲员。
We give thanks to our Lord that for the past 4 weeks we have speakers coming from out of the city, out of states.
我们谢谢主，他们每个人对耶稣基督这个信仰的领受跟经验都不同，就好像把我们带到三个不同的餐馆去吃饭一样。
We give thanks to the Lord that we have a sharing from people from a different type of background, different type of experience, just like we go into the restaurant to have different kind of cuisines.
我们吃过周刚的山东菜，我们吃过施克刚的台湾菜，还有吉肉牧师的 Michigan 菜。
We have from Zogang's, that's cuisine from Shandong, and Sukegang from Taiwan, that's Taiwanese cuisine, and Pastor Jerome from Michigan on its own, Michigan cuisine.
但我们知道，好日子总有结束的一天，对不对
？But we all know we're not going to have all the good days all over.
所以今天兄弟要把大家带到旷野里面去。
So finally, come to an end. I'm going to lead you guys to a field trip to a desert.
在这旷野里面呢，而且这是在巴拿马的旷野啊。这主席说在巴拿马的旷野。
And our brother Singh was a desert in Panama.
当礼拜三有人听到说 Jerry 要讲道的时候，我谢谢这位弟兄，他赶快发出紧急的代祷信，送 email 给很多人为我代祷。
When one brother heard about I'm going to preach today, he had extend a prayer request for everybody to pray for me.
因为今天我们确实是要到一个旷野那里，连土豆、萝卜都不长的。
Indeed, we're going to go to a desert, that place you won't be able to grow peanuts at all.
今天我为大家准备的十年前的炒冷饭。
I'm going to prepare something that has been cooked previously.
再加上空心菜。
And the hollow heart veggie, as you can see over here.
十年前，当我们教会有三年没有牧师的时候。
About 10 years ago, when we are seeking for a pastor,
我曾经讲过这个巴拿巴的题目。
I speak on this topic before, in regards to Barnabas.
如果您记忆很好的话，还记得我讲些什么，那么我要先抱歉，我要再把这个冷饭炒一遍。
If you have listened to it before and you have a very good remembrance of what I'm talking about, but I want to say sorry to you. I'm going to try to cook it up, prepare one more time.
不过虽然这是冷饭，但是呢，我已经开始有了老年痴呆症，所以我已经忘了我十年前讲了些什么了。
Even though this meal has been cooked before, I really forgot what I have actually prepared before.
所以还好，感谢主，他的话语是活的。
But thanks to the Lord, God's words is living, are living words.
我每次看到同样的圣经的经文的时候，都有可以有新的亮光。
Even though we read the scripture several different times, you always have a different enlightenment every different time.
刚才我们读过圣经里面，很多人读过圣经几次以后都知道，使徒保罗写了大概有半本的新约圣经。
Most of you read Bible, you know that Apostle Paul wrote several different books in books in Bible.
保罗啊，或者是刚刚我们所念的扫罗啊，他也是第一次去外邦宣教的时候呢，他是带着巴拿巴两个人一起去的。
When Paul go for a missionary trip, he took Barnabas with him.
我们刚刚念到的都是叫扫罗啊，我们要到一直到十三章第九节，我们才看到这个。使徒行传的作者路加医生写说这个保罗名字后来改成了扫罗名字改成了保罗。
The name is Saul, but it changed into Paul after chapter 13, Luke gave him the name of Paul.
所以我们看看我们 保罗 Paul 这个名字在一般人的名字里面是很普遍的，就在我们中间，有多少人是 Paul first name Paul 举手啊，举手举手。Do we have any Paul here?
Paul is a very common name.
奇怪了，这么大的教会没有人叫 Paul。
So I'm rather surprised that no one by the name of Paul.
It's
a very common name. What about Saul?
有没有扫罗在我们里面？没有啊。
There's no one by the name of Saul.
有没有巴拿巴
？What about Barnabas?
我就替巴拿巴觉得很不公平。
I feel it was quite unfair for Barnabas.
因为在巴拿巴在圣经里面虽然提到的时间很短
，Even though the mentioning on Barnabas is quite limited in the Bible.
但是呢，巴拿巴好像也没写下什么书信留在这个新约圣经里面。
And Barnabas doesn't write any epistle like Paul. Paul write many of them.
但是我很佩服巴拿巴。
But I really admire Barnabas.
因为在早期教会里面，巴拿巴的贡献非常的大。
Because Barnabas really have a great contribution in the early church time.
他可以说是一个话不多，但是做事做很多的人。
He's a person doesn't speak much, but does a lot of contribution to the church.
所以我很奇怪说，为什么人家没有人叫小孩叫巴拿巴的？是不是怕把他跟banana 混到一起
？So there's not many people by the name kids by the name Barnabas because they confuse with bananas.
所以我们来看看巴拿巴他到底是什么样子的人。
So what kind of person is Barnabas?
首先，请大家翻到《使徒行传》第四章。
I'd like you to turn to Acts chapter 4.
36-37
Verses 36-37, if you will.
刚刚我们没有念，所以我们现在再把这两句念一下。
We didn't quite read it.
四章三十六三到三十七。
36-37。
三十六说，有一个利未人生在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。这个巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。
In Acts chapter 4:36-37, it says, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostle called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement.
他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒的脚前。
Sold a field that he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostle's feet.
所以我们看这个巴拿巴，他原来的名字叫做约瑟，就 Joseph。
Now we know the original, his name originally is Joseph or Joseph.
但是使徒呢，却称为给他一个外号。
But apostle gave him an AKA, as son of encouragement.
中文叫做劝慰子。
Son of encouragement.
我看了几本英文圣经，每一本的翻译都不一样，有的叫做 son of consolation。
In other verses translation, it translates as son of consolation.
有的叫做 son of comfort 或是 encouragement.
Son of comfort in other verse type of translation.
但是不管你怎么翻，我们都可以从这几个字里面看得出来。
But no matter what translation, you can kind of figure out what the meaning is.
我们可以看到巴拿巴是一个倒空自己。被主所用的人。
Now we can tell that Barnabas is a person that make himself nothing but be everything for the Lord.
你看他甚至把田产，他有田产，他把田产给卖了。
You can tell he sold the field.
然后把钱拿来捐给教会，放在使徒的脚前。
And contribute the money to the church.
我想想，当一个人的外号，就是取代了他原来的名字。
When a person's AKA replacing his original name.
当别人都叫他劝慰子，不叫他约瑟的时候。
When everybody calls him Barnabas instead of Joseph.
我们就可以知道这个人他一定在关怀别人，或者是牺牲自己去照顾别人这个事情上面，一定有他超过别人的地方。
He got a lot of points that you care a lot of other people and sacrifice himself to serve other people.
所以我看巴拿巴就好像这个空心菜一样。
So I look Barnabas just like this, hollow vegetables.
中间是空的。
It's hollow in the stem.
这个心
inside
是空的。
It's a hollow stem.
他倒空自己的心。
He empties his own contents or
heart. 却以耶稣基督的心为心。
And fill his heart with the hearts of Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书二章五节到七节这么说。
In Philippians 2:5 it says.
耶稣本有神的形象。
Jesus being the very nature of God.
但他耶稣自己反而虚己，虚空他自己。
But he made himself nothing.
取了奴仆的形象。
And take the very nature of a servant.
而且自己卑微。
Being made in human likeness.
存心顺服。
And then humble himself.
以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
And become obedient to death, and even death on the cross.
所以我们看到巴拿巴学的就是耶稣基督倒空自己的样子，死在十字架上。
So, Barnabas is a model of Jesus Christ that emptied himself and died on the cross.
所以巴拿巴他自己也把自己倒空了。
So Barnabas make nothing out of himself.
并且是以耶稣基督的心为心。
And take the hearts of Jesus Christ as his own heart.
说到倒空自己呢，我真是要感谢神。
Talk about making nothing out yourself. I have a reflection on myself.
Not myself, but the church.
Oh, the church. I'm sorry.
真是感谢神，他为我们教会准备了很多很多的巴拿巴。
I want to give thanks to the Lord that God has prepared a lot of Barnabas around us.
神为我们准备很多像巴拿巴一样的见证，在这个小小的教会里面。
God has prepared a lot of witnesses. Like Barnabas in our church.
像圣经所说的啊，如云彩围绕我们。
Just what we mentioned in Hebrews, a great crowd of witnesses.
比如说，有人为了要管理我们的中饭。
Like there's some brothers, sisters that have been managing our love fellowship for lunch.
他牺牲了差不多有两年的时间，他没有办法上主日学。
He and she have been sacrificed 2 years not be able to participate at Sunday school.
我们也有好几位的楼下儿童主日学的老师。
We also have children's Sunday school teacher that have been in downstairs for a long period of time.
他们常常不能够上来听到。
They have very little chance to be able to come here to worship with us together.
我们有两家这个信徒经营的餐馆。
We have two children that were run by Christian believers.
每个月他们赔本，真是赔本，把这个中饭卖给我。
They were selling. They offer us the lunch with a discount.
我也知道我们教会有几位，长期的，自动自发的去探访关怀别的家庭。
We also have brothers and sisters have been doing the visitation for a long period of time. In their own time.
是为了协助解决别人家庭的问题。
To solve problems in a brothers and families' household.
我也偷听到一个见证。
I also heard one testimony from the great one.
今年九月份。
In September this year.
我记得我们教会有一些弟兄姐妹开车带了一些慕道友到芝加哥中国城那个 CCUC 这个中国城的教会。
We have brothers and sisters took some believer seekers to Chicago to participate.A meeting, special meeting.
参加这个东方比利，这位这个艺人，他的布道会。
It was the evangelistic meeting by Eastern Billy. Eastern Bill, yeah.
其中呢有一位去的慕道友，他是个来这边探亲的老太太。
There is a senior lady that come here for a family visit.
我相信她也没来过我们教会。
I don't think she ever come to the church.
这老太太呢，不晓得怎么搞的，听说在 Chinatown 有卖99 cents一磅的空心菜。
You heard about in Chinatown there's a hollow vegetable that's about 99 cents a pound.
所以当这个几辆 minivan 一到达 Chinatown 的时候，这个老太太就抓了我们那个开车的姐妹说：“哎，你带我去买了99 cents一磅的空心菜。”
So this lady grabbed someone's hand, want to find the hollow vegetable that's only 99 cents a pound. When they arrived in Chicago,
姐妹就带着她转了几家店啊。
And the sister actually took her to visit several grocery stores.
可是不快，不是卖一块两毛，就是卖一块五毛，没有卖九十九
块。They just cannot find anything that's that price. Everything's like at least a dollar a pound.
老太太一嫌贵啊，就不买了。
So this lady complains too expensive, so she did not buy anything.
啊，布道会之前有聚餐，对不对
？It was a meal before the meeting.
啊，那聚餐的时候，这个老太太神通广大。
And this senior lady was able to ask around.
一边吃饭一边不死心呢，又开始问起这九十九块空心菜在哪里买啊
？And continued to consult the local people that live over there. Where is this vegetable that's only 99 cents a pound?
哎，桌子上有一位这个 local Chicago 的老姐妹就说啊，在这里来，在这里来，怎么走啊？怎么走啊？告诉她。
And someone shared information how to buy that vegetable.
啊，老太太饭也来不及吃了，赶快扒两口啊，就说哎，拉着那我们 South Bend 这位姐妹说，来来来，我知道在哪里买，带我去。
After quickly finished their meal, they actually went and find go look for that place for to buy the vegetable.
所以我们姐妹连饭都没吃完就跟着去了，倒空自己嘛。
So,They couldn't find anything else. They didn't quite finish the meal.
啊，最后终于三顾茅庐找到了九十九cent的空心菜。
After the third trial, they finally found the place to buy the hollow vegetable that is 99 cents a pound.
老太太这个嘴巴笑得合不拢。
The lady was quite happy, as you can imagine.
所以我们看到这个姐妹啊，为了耶稣基督的缘故。
We can see that this sister, because of on behalf of Jesus Christ,
对一个完全不认识、第一次见面的老太太
，for the lady that met for the very first time,
她愿意倒空她自己
，she was able to make herself nothing,
以基督的心为心
，and fill his her own heart with the heart of Jesus Christ.
所以我看我们姐妹那天自己也变成。
And kind of hers, she became the hollow vegetable that day.
好，我们再回头看巴拿巴。
Let's turn our focus back to Barnabas.
刚才我们念过第一段圣经是在《使徒行传》九章二十六到二十八节。
We read the scripture from Acts chapter 9, 26 to 28.
看九章二十六到二十八节。
Let's open our Bible to Acts. 9:26-28.
这边讲到说啊，你看第九章《使徒行传》第九章前半段都是在讲这个扫罗啊，他原来是怎么样的迫害基督徒。
The first part of chapter 9 talk about how Saul persecute Christians.
然后怎么样他在去大马色的路上面被耶稣基督。突然的这样子大光照在他身上。
And then the light shone upon Saul on his way to Damascus.
然后三天里面完完全全的翻转过来，变成一个不同的人。
And within 3 days, he's converted to a Christian.
那这个翻转过来以后呢
？After he been changed,
他是完全的悔改。
And he completely changed.
他变成一个新的基督徒。
He became a new Christian.
愿意跟着耶稣走。
Willing to follow Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道，耶稣当个基督徒不能够一个人在那儿啊，你必须要跟其他的基督徒在一起有团契。
But being a Christian is not just doing things on your own. You have to associate with other fellow Christian.
所以他就到了耶路撒冷，想要跟门徒结交。
So Saul went to Jerusalem, want to associate with fellow Christian.
但是呢，这些门徒一看，这人不是原来要杀害我们、迫害我们、把我们抓到监牢里面那个扫罗吗
？But all disciple thought him be the one that persecute the fellow Christian.
我们怎么能够跟他交朋友
？How can we make friends with him？
所以大家都不愿意跟他接近，害怕他，也排斥他。
So everybody's afraid of him and repel him.
但是我们看到，只有巴拿巴，他能够独排众议。
And we know that Barnabas is the only one doesn't have the common belief.
我们在这里看到巴拿巴他的心胸 是非常宽大。
We can tell Barnabas has a person with a high capacity of tolerance.
他能够接受，能够容纳一个想法、看法，甚至做法都跟他不一样的。
He can accept someone who has a very different belief and a very different behavior.
所以巴拿巴敢用他自己的，我们不敢说性命，至少是名誉来担保。
So Barnabas is able to guarantee this person with his own reputation.
他把保罗推荐给这个教会的领袖，就是这几个使徒。
And brought Barnabas to the apostle.
所以我们在这里可以看到说，巴拿巴是一个使人和睦的人。
So we can tell Barnabas is a person that making peace for the people.
耶稣在马太福音登山宝训的时候提到。和睦使人和睦的人怎么样？
In,
有福了。
Jesus, Sermon on the Mount, the person that make the peace to all people is, the one that pleasing to the Lord.
所以巴拿巴在这里是一个 peacemaker.
So Barnabas is a peacemaker.
假如他没有做这么一个重大的一步，没有他先出这个手去把保罗带进来。
If Barnabas did, had not extended His hand to Paul.
我们不晓得以后保罗会不会有这样的机会出去四次传道。
And we don't know whether the Paul has the opportunity to do this missionary work for four times.
我们也不晓得他有没有可能再写下这半本的新约圣经。
And we don't know he is able to write a lot of epistle in the New Testament.
所以我们看到巴拿巴那个宽大的胸怀。
So we can tell about this high tolerance, high capacity of high tolerance in Barnabas.
他也好像是一个有知名，啊，知人之明的人。
He also is a person full of wisdom of recognizing people's talent.
中国人说他好像是那个伯乐，看到了保罗这匹千里马。
In the Chinese, saying that he may, could be a good coach that can spot a talented player.
他知道保罗学问比他还高。
He knows that Paul has a better education than him.
才能比他还大。
He has higher capacity and ability than himself.
但他没有排挤保罗。
But he did not repel Paul.
没有躲避保罗。
Did not avoid Paul.
他反而伸出友谊的手，把他带到教会里面来。
Instead, he extended a warm hand and take Paul to the church.
所以我们又看到巴拿巴跟空心菜的关系。
So we can tell there's a relationship between Barnabas and hollow heart vegetable.
这个不但是空的，还是宽广。
The stand is not only hollow, but it's rather big.
今天我们在教会里面。
Today in our church.
不管是在中国人的教会，还是一般美国人、白人的教会。
Even in the Chinese church or American church.
我们常常看到教会跟教会彼此之间不太容易合作。
That we know that there's probably some issues in collaboration between churches.
甚至在教会里面，人跟人之间不太容易合作。
Even within the church, there's always an issue of collaborating among peoples.
我们看常常看到一加一不等于二。
Using a simple mathematical equation, 1 + 1 doesn't always equal to 2.
一山不容二虎，这一加一就等于零。
And at the end of the result, 1 + 1equal to 0.
当然教会跟教会之间不太容易和睦的或合作的原因有很多了。
There's a lot of factor that contributing the reason why church couldn't collaborate together.
有些是神学上的，比如说有些教会一定要规定啊，你只能念这个某一个的版本的圣经。
Could be an issue of doctrine, could be the type of Bible they use.
所以有这个传道人开玩笑说教会甚至争执啊，为着这种事情在争执。说刚刚我们不是唱，我要张开双手来赞美主吗？对不对
？And sometimes they also argue whether about issues like raising your hands.
还有人教会在吵，哎，这两个伸起来，这两个手是应该向外还是向内呢
？And make people argue about when you raise your hand, the palm should facing forward or the back of hand should facing forward.
所以吵
part of the teaching
不合不能够合作的原因，也许很多。
So there's a lot of different factors contributing the conflict.
但常常跟当事人心胸够不够宽广。
But most of the things is really relating to a person who doesn't have a high capacity of tolerance.
一个心胸宽广的人
，if you really have a high capacity of tolerance，
他就能够让一加一大于二。
Then you will allow other people to work with you, and that simple mathematical equation become exponential.
不能够接受别人的人呢，一加一就等于零。
If you don't accept other people, that 1+1 will equal to zero.
我们教会大概有三十出头的 family.
We have about 30 families in our church.
如果我们一加一加一加三十次，应该是多少
？If you add 31 30 times, so how many would that be?
黄教授。
Professor Fang would have the answer.
30, right?
That would be a 30, mathematically.
那如果一加二加三加四加到三十是多少
？But if you're doing this serious addition, 1+2+ and add on. Amazingly, he has an answer. 465. Wow. Okay.
你上个礼拜还在帮秀秀算这条字怎么做？
This actually was a homework exam for
formula. 这个 formula.
A formula for Rebecca.
高斯发明的 formula. Gaussian.
Gaussian formula.
对，我的 point 是说，我们教会有三十家，我们希望加起来不是只有三十啊。
My point is really is when you add all together, 30 family together, the cement is not only 30, should be much much larger than 30.
是，感谢主啊，要加到465或465。
That's what we want, 465.
好，我们再回头看《使徒行传》第十一章，刚刚所念的第二段比较长的。
And that's come to the second part of this message, Acts chapter 11:22-26.
在这段里面，我们看到巴拿巴的另外一个品格。
That we can examine another attribute in Barnabas that we can learn.
那就是二十三节所提到的。
It's in
最后那个八个字。
23.
我不晓得这个 PowerPoint 能不能打出来。
In Chinese, that's eight characters.
很好，来，八个字啊，请大家跟我念。立定心志，恒久靠主。
In English, according to King James, it's cleave unto the Lord with a purpose of heart. And in NIV, it's remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
海外这个加州海外神学院的老院长叫做曾林芳牧师。
Pastor Chen in overseas seminary school in California.
他曾经说过，他说啊，每次学生毕业的时候就要拿这个毕业纪念册来找老院长签名。
Every time the when student graduate, they present the yellow yearbook for him to sign.
所以他说，我最喜欢写的就这八个字。
The most common words in life that you use is that eight Chinese characters.
因为又简单又实用。
Because it's so simple and it's very practical for Christian.
因为的确是没错。
Indeed, this is really practical.
当我看到自己过去二十多年基督徒的生活。
When I reflect upon myself in 20 years of being Christian.
我常常看到我的心智是起伏不定。
That my heart is always going high and low, always have low and high in my life.
我跟随基督的心智是随着我的情绪，随着我的环境上下波动。
And the purpose of my heart is changing, is being changed by the environment.
有困难的时候，我就特别爱来祷告，寻求帮助。
When trouble comes, I'll come to the Lord and ask prayer to the Lord for help.
当一切比较顺利的时候，我就跟主请假。
When everything is at ease, and I will take a vacation from the Lord.
我平常读经也是两天打鱼，三天晒网。
And I don't frequently study Bible, but sometimes I do.
但是当我要教主日学要带团契查经是今天为了要站讲台。
But when I need to prepare a Sunday sermon and Sunday schools and fellowship meetings,
所以我只好努力冲刺。
Then I definitely need to study hard.
这些都不是恒久靠主。
This is not a so-called a with perseverance and with a purpose of heart.
这只能算偶尔靠主。
This is a relying on Lord on opportunities.
其实我们做基督徒最缺乏的，事实上就是这个八个字里面的第二个字跟第五个字。
So the most difficult thing is these two words.
立定心志的定。定, steady.
Set the purpose.
还有第五个字,恒。
And perseverance.
Consistent, perseverance.
Consistency.
能够守住这两个的人的基督徒。
If you can hold on to these two important words,
我想就能够像24节, 圣经所说的,
then you'll become a person that's described by in verse 24 in Acts chapter 11.
24节说, 巴拿巴原是个好人, good man,
a good man,
被圣灵充满, 大有信心, 于是有许多人归服了主。
Full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
如果这个人能够立定心志，恒久靠主。
If a person can set up his mind and cleave unto Lord,
很多人就会因着他而归服到耶稣的
then a lot of people will be brought to the Lord.
因为他本身就能够散发耶稣基督的香气出来。
Because he will be able to demonstrate the model of Jesus Christ.
有一年我跟我到大学同学家 到我妈妈的故乡宜兰礁溪。
A few years back, I was able to visit a countryside that where my mom was born.
在台湾来了就知道礁溪出温泉。
We know that in the place called Jiaxi in Taiwan, there's a lot of hot springs back there.
所以我看好多田里面怎么种的不是稻子啊？
都是水啊，看起来像稻子，近一看不是稻子。 A lot of crops that was growing planted in the field are not rice.
我同学说，这个是温泉养的空心菜。
And those are the so-called water spinach was being planted in the hot spring.
我说哇，这南温泉养的，难怪它比一般市面上在台北市面上看到的空心菜大两倍。
And you can tell there's a big difference between the water spinach that's growing in the hot spring than a regular water.
所以我看那个空心菜啊，站在水里面直直的，像芦苇一样直直的。The
water spinach was growing firmly and straight.
这菜根呢，被切断了。菜根原来是扎在土里面。The
root was embedded in the soil.
这菜根呢，直直的停在这个水上。The
stem was firm and straight.
这每一个菜根呢。 看起来就像那种很大的那个吸管，我那吃过波霸奶茶就知道，大吸管呢。You can
tell the stem is almost like the big straw you typically will use for a bubble tea or pearl milk tea. Yeah.
那个波霸奶茶大吸管，那吸起来多快。You
all experience those big straw that you have to use for the pearl milk tea.
所以这那种空心菜长得又快又大。
So because it's like a straw, very large, so it grows, the vegetable grow really, really big.
容易卖钱了，对不对？长得又快又大，又斤两又够。
And definitely can sell those vegetables in a very good price.
我们基督徒，如果能够像这样的空心菜，
Our Christian, if he can be like hollow vegetable.
如果我们能够 立定心志啊，刚刚所说的立定心志。
We can set our determination in our heart.
每天我们在圣经上面下功夫。
And spend time in studying Bible.
每天吸取神给我们的教训。
Continue to draw and nourish through God's word.
我们就能够像那空心菜一样，长得又大又快。
Then we can become a big hollow vegetable, growing really big.
但是我们看，这空心菜虽然心是空的
，Even though the hollow vegetable has a hollow stem，
脑袋可不是空的哦
，But definitely brain is not empty。
你看看《使徒行传》这一章啊，十一章25节
，In Acts 11:5，
这边继续说，巴拿巴又到大树去找了扫罗
，And then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
找着了就带他到安提阿去。
And when he found Saul, he brought him to Antioch.
他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚会，教训了许多人。
So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people.
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
And the disciple were called Christian first at Antioch.
所以我们看。 这个巴拿巴请保罗，特别跑到大树去把保罗请到安提阿教会来。So
Paul went to invite, Barnabas went to invite Paul in Antioch. Go to Antioch.
在那里干什么
？What were they doing over there?
聚会。To
fellowship.
教训。And
then teaching.
教训就是，实际上就讲到了。To
edifying.
主日学了。
Sermons, Sunday school.
你看，一个保罗是善于教导的。
Paul is very good in edifying and teaching, people, Christian.
巴拿巴是善于劝慰、关怀、探访、照顾别人的。
And Barnabas is very good in visiting, people.
所以只要一年的时间在那边，时常的聚会，时常的教导。 再加上一加一大于二，
out,
难怪安提阿教会那么是兴旺，兴旺到一个程度，那边都是非以色列人，就是外邦人啊。他们一看，哎，这群人怎么跟人家都不一样啊？做事方法不一样，想法不一样等等。
Very different to ordinary people.
所以称他们为基督徒。
So they call them Christian.
所以基督徒是从安提阿教会开始，不是从耶路撒冷教会开始。
So after the Antioch, the people, apostle, they were called Christian after that.
好，今天让我们总结一下，巴拿巴跟空心菜有什么关系？
Let's conclude. What is different? Is there any relationship between Barnabas and the hollow, hard vegetable?
第一个，巴拿巴倒空自己。First
thing, Barnabas make himself nothing.
倒空自己。Empty
heart.
第二个，心胸宽大。And
then, with high tolerance of capacity, large capacity.
第三个，立定心智。
And then set a determination in their heart to cleave unto Lord.
今天我在台上请大家吃这顿粗茶冷饭。Now
I have this course fair and plenty with all of you today.
我很害怕，也可能知道很多人吃不饱。I'm
afraid that most of you still feel hungry.
所以我今天带了一些空心菜，等一下要到厨房去把它炒了。So
I did bring this hollow heart vegetable today. I'm going to cook a meal for every one of you.
中午如果您留下来吃饭，吃到空心菜的时候。If
you stay behind and enjoy this water spinach.
你慢慢的嚼空心菜啊，嚼那个
you
特别好吃的就是这个筋啊，空心的地方。 当你一边嚼的时候，请你一边想这句话。When
you are enjoying the vegetable, I'd like you to meditate the following.
请你记得在你嚼的时候向主这样说。And
then you say to the Lord.
求主帮助我。Lord,
help me.
也在这个教会里面做一个巴拿巴。That
I can become a Barnabas in this church.
感谢主。Thanks
to the Lord.
好，我们一起祷告。Let's
bow our heads and pray together.
主，我们赞美感谢你给我们这段话语。Lord,
we give you thanks and praise you.
我们感谢你给我们巴拿巴这样的榜样。That
you can give us example we can follow, such as the one with Barnabas.
虽然我们没有保罗的口才。Even
though we don't have the talent, as Paul.
但是我们都能够学习巴拿巴去照顾在我们旁边的人。
But we can all learn to be a Barnabas to comfort people around us.
我们都能够去安慰别人。
We can comfort people around us.
去鼓励别人。
To encourage people around us.
我们也能够学习巴拿巴有个宽广的心。
That we can also learn Barnabas to have a high capacity of tolerance.
当我们在跟别人同工的时候。
When we are working, collaborating with others,
我们有一个一加一大于二的效果。
That we have a result of exponential growth.
求你也帮助我们每一个基督徒，每一个在中间的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, help every one of us being your children.
我们在每天的生活里能够立定心智，恒久靠主。
In our daily life, we can set up a determination in our heart to cleave upon you.
我们过去跌倒的地方
，Where we fall or falter，
求主赦免
，Please forgive us。
让我们站起，在哪里跌倒就在哪里站起来。
Where we falter, when we fall, we can stand up firmly again。
让我们忘记过去，努力向前。
That we can forget the past and press on forward。
每天我们立定心智
，We set up our determination every day。
恒久靠主
，Cleave unto Lord。
求你垂听我们卑微的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
This prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd
like to thank you for Jerry's sermon today.
赛瑞弟兄在开始所讲的时候，带领我们去巴拿马的旷野去吃冷饭。
While he was sharing with us, he's going to lead us to the desert in Panama.
但是因为我在巴拿马刚好住过五年，我知道巴拿马旷野是一个非常结果子的地方。
But I stay in Panama. Actually, the field in Panama is.Panama is a field that can grow a lot of fruits and crops.
正像那个巴拿巴一样。
Just like what Barnabas is doing.
很多的木瓜、橘子、香蕉、芒果都是自己在野地里面萌生的。
There's a lot of fruits, papaya, watermelon, everything you can grow in the field in Panama.
是蒙神的祝福所。
This is the grace from the Lord.
而且我非常同意，加尔丁所讲的，那巴拿巴最具有那个耶稣的心肠。
I was 100% agree with Jerry that Barnabas has the heart of Jesus Christ.
让我们也来效法我们的主，倒空自己，让主的温柔、主的丰满来充满我们。
That we can empty ourselves and fill ourselves again with Jesus Christ with meekness.Love and compassion with other people.
让我们一起来翻开圣诗蓝色诗歌本到246首。
Let's turn our hymn book, the blue hymn, number 246. Oh, to be like thee.
像基督。
Thank you. prepare our hearts for the communion. And while we preparing for that,